All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. The cost of living is reducing, said no one ever. Today, I want to share with you some quick wins and some tips that you and your partner can utilize to get on top of the cost of living and to help manage it better and maybe kick it in the butt. They are some strategies that you've probably done before, that you've probably utilized, things you've probably tried or thought of trying. And today, this is more of just a reminder to go back to them and to go back to the basics to see what you can do with your partner to try to get on top of the cost of living increase that I am talking to couples about all the time. And it is a conversation that doesn't seem to be slowing down. Before I begin, the most important thing to keep in mind is that you need to talk to each other about why you're doing these things. And it isn't just going to be, oh, we need to spend less money. It's, okay, why do we need to spend less money? Is it because we want to save more so that we can go on that holiday we want to go on? Is it so that we aren't as stressed out about our finances? Is it so that we can do that renovation we've always wanted to do? Or is it because we want to be able to go out more on weekends as a family? Whatever it may be, it's important to make it very clear as to why you're actually going down this path. The second thing is that this all highlights the importance of having a budget, having a structure in the way things are being managed. I did an episode the other day called Managing Your Money Like You Manage Your Washing. And it just highlights the importance of having a process or a system or something in place. If you don't have that, I'd highly recommend that you contact me or you even go back to some of my previous episodes where I talk about this whole budgeting thing. The first thing is to plan ahead. So when it comes to grocery bills, especially, planning ahead and knowing what you're sort of spending really helps because you're then able to meal prep and you're able to plan your week out when it comes to food, because to a lot of families, food is one of their biggest expenses. I've had a lot of couples tell me that shopping online really helps. My wife and I would love to start trying it soon because the benefit of it is you only really buy what you need. I've had the habit of going to the shops with a list. If you've got a list and you're at the grocery store, you're a lot less likely to buy things that you don't need because you'll buy what's on the list and you'll get out instead of browsing the aisles and saying, oh, okay, what can I buy this week? Online shopping is very similar. If you do your online shopping, you essentially will just search for the items that you need, add them to cart, check out, done. And you can do click and collect, or which will avoid a delivery fee, or you can have them delivered to your house for convenience. Another big one, and this has always been my favorite, is to buy on special. So if there are things that you regularly buy as a family, and if they're on sale, buy a few of them, buy several of them, because you're most likely going to be buying exactly the same thing in a month, especially if it's something that doesn't expire or it doesn't expire anytime soon. Another big one is to go seasonal with fruit and veggies. So only buy fruit and veggies that are in season. They're not just cheaper, but they're also going to be fresher and a lot tastier than fruit that's come from overseas or that's been sitting in the freezer for months. And another one is to maybe buy in bulk as well. So there are certain places you can go where you can buy things in bulk. Sometimes it doesn't work out cheaper. So a big tip I'll give you there is if you see something in bulk, especially at a supermarket, have a look at the label. These days, shopping centers will put what something is per gram, for example, or per 100 grams. And just do the maths just quickly just to work out if it actually works out cheaper buying the bigger bulk box compared to the smaller one, because sometimes it doesn't actually work out cheaper. So you'd be very, very surprised. Another one is electricity bills. So to a lot of families, electricity is a massive, massive expense. And it's increasing and increasing depending on the state that you live in as well. For some states, it's increasing a lot more dramatically than others. Heating and cooling is a big one. So when it's really hot, using the aircon, when it's really cold, using the heater, these really, really use a lot of electricity. Like they suck up your electricity. If you've got solar, it really uses up a lot of that. If you don't, it really increases your usage levels. So just being smarter in what windows you open in the house in the morning, or to opening up more windows during the week. So what blind you open up in the morning? Because at our house, for example, on one side, there's a lot of sun in the morning, and we don't open up those windows and blinds on purpose, because if we do, we know the house is going to get hot very, very quickly. So just small things like that. Another one is laundry, you know, running it with a full load instead of half a load. Appliances, turning things off that don't need to be on at particular times of the day, and turning things off when you're not using them, like lights. Another one is to look at cheaper options for certain things like gym memberships, phone bills, insurances. Every time you get your renewal for your insurance, for your car insurance, for your house insurance, call up when it's time to do a, you know, when your gym membership comes up. Look for cheaper gym memberships. Don't just sign up for the same thing. The other day, I was actually in shock. So I've got a, we use a tool for like video conferencing. I don't want to mention names because I try to keep brands out of these episodes, but we use an online conferencing tool for, you know, meetings with clients and in each other between staff. And the other day, just for fun, there was a little button that said cancel my subscription. So because it's up for renewal. So I clicked on that just to see what would happen. And it offered me to keep my subscription and get 50% off. That's literally a $400 saving. And I couldn't believe it. So when you get your renewals for things, just maybe if there's a button that says cancel my subscription, just try to click on it and see what comes up, because normally there's an offer for something cheaper. You'll be so surprised. And I want you to, you know what, if you've done it and you've saved a lot of money, please message me, because I get excited hearing about these savings. Another one is streaming services. If there are streaming services that you don't use, big one there, because a lot of us have multiple things, you know, for different streaming services that we probably used a while ago, but we don't use anymore. Eating out, try to minimize it, or set maybe different days in the week that you eat out as a couple or as a family. Transport, try carpooling, different ways on saving on transport there as well. Not as easy, but usually. All in all, I can't emphasize enough the importance of having a budget and having a structure, because when you do that, you know where your money is going. Without that, you don't know where your money's going. Now, me, I'm an advisor. I deal with money all the time. I've studied this stuff, and I need a budget, you know? So if me, of all people, needs a budget, if you're listening to this, you most likely should have a budget as well. Just having structure, having something in place, compared to having everything coming in and out of the one bank account. The other one is to look at debt strategies, maybe paying off debt. Reducing debt reduces your future repayments. So that's a way to improve cash flow, and setting savings goals. So if you've got goals, things that you want to save up for, set that goal, have a process or have something that you're working towards. Because honestly, it's more motivating. When you're trying to reduce your expenses to work towards something, it's a lot more motivating than reducing your expenses because you know you should. Saying that, there's also the fear factor that normally comes in, and that's also a bit motivating, knowing that if you don't reduce your expenses, you're not going to have any money left over, or you're going to have to borrow money from family or banks, and that's not cool either. It's not ideal. So I hope this has helped. Again, some of these points, as I said, maybe all of them you've tried before, but see this as a bit of a reminder. We all go through phases where one year we're sort of really trying to save money, and some years we're lazier. So use this as a bit of a reminder to maybe try some of these things. If you have saved money in certain areas and you've had a bit of a win, let me know. Phone bills, internet, whatever it is. I love these messages. I get excited when I hear them. So, or when I read them. So when I hear these stories, it's just, you know, it's power to the people, I guess. So I hope you've learned something from it. I hope you take something away from it, and you can try to just look for these quick wins so that you can save money for you and your family. Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.